Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
All right, Jason, so you probably saw the American Coaches poll is out. I'm assuming that you are not allowed to vote for yourself in this poll to be number one. So I'm guessing that one of South Florida's two votes came from
Penny
Hardaway.
Wait, hold on, time out. Why are we doing it in basketball but not in football?
I know, I made the same point on my show. Like, it's hilarious that, you know, I think it's Field of 68. If I'm not mistaken, John's been talking about it on our show. They're going and hosting, basically. I think it's Goodman and Doster going to host the American Days over the basketball days and talk about this poll where, frankly, you know, it's like, who's number two? Like, who wants to step up? That's how weak a league this is. And you're actually going to rank this stuff when you wouldn't do it in football? I mean, where you've actually allowed your, you know, if you just go ahead and done it, your football did the talking on the field. I mean, your conference has set itself apart in terms of what it's done this year, not just Memphis, but on down the list, especially that top five group that you've got. And so, you know, instead of posturing, oh, this could hurt us, play, you know, everything else, should have just let the football do the talking, or at least treated basketball, which is certainly your lesser of the two conferences. Hey, well, you know what? We didn't rank that. Let's not rank this either, especially in the league where, my gosh, two through whatever it is doesn't, you know, probably is not making it to the NCAA tournament. But that's the question. When we're talking, you know, American basketball, as they would have us call it, it is a second team out of this thing going to make the NCAA tournament. That's where, you know, unfortunately, that's where we're at now on this side of things. And here's the difference. In football, it feels like you've got some, Giannotto would say this, Jeffrey, you probably remember, some like-minded right now.
Yeah.
Schools, maybe not investing at the level you are. You're pretty much at the top from what we hear, but some that are, you know, sort of seeing the benefit now. Hey, if we win the American, we got a good shot right there with Boise State, especially if they have a down year, to be in the college football playoff. Well, that could do a lot for our brand, but they're shifting away. It feels like it doesn't feel like there's that same urgency or sort of a break, whatever it is, you're cashing in on that basketball side, especially in this world where you're flipping rosters. You got Memphis over here dominating everybody now. Houston's gone. You've got fewer opportunities to get quality wins in conference. And so it's hard, you know, and it's going to be hard, I think, to dig out of this in basketball. I know Pernetti can say, hey, we're going to have these teams scheduled tougher. Well, in a lot of these cases, it looks like they're going to lose because it doesn't look like any of these schools are spending near the money in NIL or can afford to that a Memphis is doing. And so there are less, it looks like, like-minded athletic departments when it comes to continuing to funnel big money to basketball.
I just want to know which one of these coaches voted for South Florida.
That.
Like, do we think it was Andy Kennedy at UAB?
That's funny. Somebody's looking at Torvik. I mean, I don't know if it's necessarily a shot at Penny or thinking he's going to blow it as much as I think, because John's continuing to point out to me, I'm a KenPom guy, not a Torvik guy, but I think on Torvik, they are ahead of Memphis. And so,
oh yeah, I mean, they are. I don't think it's a crazy opinion. I just am fascinated by the fact that one coach other than Penny probably voted for South Florida. I just kind of want to know who it was.
Yeah. I mean, Penny does have an all new team. I guess you could make that case, but it also could be just straight hate. It could be Ron Hunter.
I'm actually going to take up for my guy, AK. I know I'm obviously his PR arm.
AK respects Penny.
AK loves Penny.
Yeah. I think it could be Ron Hunter stabbing a knife in his. Ron always likes to side up to Penny in the game. That's how he's gotten him a couple times. Now, lately, Penny's figured it out. Man, don't let this dude side up to you, try to be friends with you, because he's been a thorn in your side, making you believe. It's probably Ron, man. It's probably Ron at that old backstab. And again, this is me, and I'm joking, but backstabbing Ron Hunter probably sunk it in his back, man.
No,
I think Tulane is third, but, I mean, what they've got Brumbaugh back, and I guess he's the preseason, you know, player of the year instead of Doug McDaniel. I mean, it's all. You know, last year they picked UAB, which I get coming up, you know, because Penny had an all-new team. But, listen, with Houston gone and now this is – you just give it to Memphis every year if you actually want to, you know, rank the – and still do this preseason poll.
So I just got to know, why does Wichita State still stink? They don't have to pay for a football roster. They don't even have an FCS football team. I don't know why that program – I mean, maybe it was just Greg Marshall's magic touch. But, like, I look at this preseason poll and I'm like, Wichita State – has no business being number five. They should be in top three every year.
Is that family investing in the same way that it was? I would ask you because I'm not sure.
I think the answer is talk me into is they don't like the idea that like you're just buying a roster. Like when it was paying for the program and it was a little more murky, but like.
And if you're not Greg Marshall, who was doing everything for them and essentially become mayor over there, and you were willing to funnel that, give everything to, because again, he was winning. Now, you know, he was an intense dude and taking, you know, hitting folks for taking his parking spot, but he was winning and it was flowing. And if it doesn't feel like they're getting that level of player, but they also clearly haven't gotten that level of coach. And I think Jeffrey's probably right. Now that we've gotten more transactional and it's more each year, you know, who knows if those guys are clearly they can't be as invested as they were when they had Greg Marshall. That's got to be part of it.
Jason, we really appreciate it, my man.
Y'all take care.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.